Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello to each and every one of you. Today we have an awesome, awesome subject that we are going to discuss. And we have a very special, beautiful guest today, Ms. Brittany Houston. She's going to come on and she's going to share in this teaching with me. We pray that each and every last one of you all that hear this teaching, that if any of you all are involved, we're talking about witchcraft and the danger of New Age practices, because this is very prevalent even in the church, and it needs to be addressed. One thing that the leaders did in the church, in the Word of God, they dealt with the sin that was going on in the church. They dealt with it. And that's what we as leaders, as believers, we have to deal with the sin. If you love people's soul, you have to deal with the sin. And so we're going to talk on this topic today. If any of you all that are involved in witchcraft in any shape, form, or fashion, some of you all may be involved in practices and not even know that this was considered witchcraft, because I know a lot of things I may have done in the past, I didn't know that it was witchcraft until I came into the knowledge of the Word of God and began to grow and mature in my walk with the Lord. So it's okay. You just, once you know better, you should want to do better. And you can repent of that thing, renounce that thing, and don't walk in it any longer. God is able to heal, he's able to deliver, and he's able to make you free. So if you hear any of this today, and some of this is you, just know that there is a way of escape. There is a way out. You can be saved today. You can be delivered today. So that's our prayer for you. We're going to go ahead and get started because we have a lot of information to cover. How are you doing today, Ms. Brittany?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful, and I just thank you for the opportunity for allowing me to come on your platform, and may the glory of the Lord be revealed today.
Praise God. Ms. Brittany, can you tell us a little bit of something about yourself before we get started?
Yes, ma'am. Well, my name is Minister Brittany, and I'm a part of Kingdom Roar TV Ministries, and my pastor is Pastor Versi Estes. We are a online ministry, we are a network ministry as well. We are in the first stages of creating a network, a media network. So to God be the glory for that. I'm 34 years old, and I just love the Lord, and I just want his glory to be revealed. If there's anything else you would like to ask me, you can. But I used to be a drug addict. I was addicted to drugs for a long time. And I was a prodigal son. And one day the Lord just allowed his glory to fall on me while I was in my home. And God literally set me free. And I've been free ever since then. And so that's just a little bit about me. And that was over 3 years ago, praise God. And ever since then, I just completely gave my life to God, because once God reveals to you who he is, there's no more excuses, right? So, you know, right. I just literally fell, but I fell into his arms, and I fell into his glory. And I have just been yielding and surrendering to him. He has dealt with me and continued to deal with me on many different levels, on many different fronts. And I give him the glory and all the honor for doing so, because it's such a blessing to have the hand of the Lord on your life. It's really a blessing to be able to hear the wooing of the Holy Ghost when it comes to who you are and who he's trying to shape you and make you to who God wants you to become. And I just give God the glory and all the honor for placing his hand on my life and for me to be able to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to the church, which is you, which is yourself, you know, in this hour. So to God be the glory.
Praise God. We are rejoicing with you today, Brittany, on your deliverance. And for those of you all that just came on, I see I have a few people that have come on air. For those of you all that just came on, we're on with guest Brittany Houston today. We're going to be discussing the topic of witchcraft. And I love this topic because it needs to be discussed even in the church. We're going to discuss it. I'm going to go deep into some things. So if you're not used to deep things, I have to go there so that you can understand it. And so that if you're involved in these things, that you can repent of these things and you can be delivered of these things. So we're going to come and we're going to talk. The first thing I want to do, Ms. Brittany, I want to give a scripture reference from where I'm going to come from and what I'm going to talk
All
on.
Right.
And if you have one, yes, you can feel free to do that. But I want to discuss the Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 14. And as I was doing a study on this yesterday, I'm going to tell y'all something. Witchcraft is real. The witches are real. We think a witch is somebody with a hat on, a pointed nose, and rides a broom. A witch can be in a two-piece pretty dress with a hat laid to the side, smelling good with her Mary Kay perfume and her Elizabeth Taylor perfume, and can be a witch at all times. So we have to understand, and a lot of times we're going to get into the word of this, and I'm going to show you how that even women, we're talking on women. We may talk a little bit on men, but we're talking on women in witchcraft today. So you're going to hear me discuss women a lot. But even in the word of God, Jezebel operated in the spirit of witchcraft, and we have a lot of women now that operate even in the church as witches under the guise of evangelist, pastor, teacher, prophet, whatever the title may be. They are operating in the spirit of witchcraft. So we have to have strong spiritual discernment so that we can know what spirit a person is operating in. The first part of the scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 18, and I'd like for you all to get your Bibles out if you're able to go along with us. That's one thing I like to tell people. Never take verbatim what anybody say. I don't care if it's me or whoever. Read your word. Know your word for yourself. Something you don't understand, the Bible, the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you in all truth. Ask the Holy Spirit. He will give you discernment. He will give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding. But the verse 10 says, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination or observer of times or an enchanter or a witch. Now, the Bible talks a lot about sorcery. It talks a lot about witches. It talks a lot about demons. But these are things that we don't discuss in the body of Christ. But these are things and spirits that have people in bondage. And mine says, the English Standard Version says, burns his sons or daughter as an offering. Anyone who practices divination or tell fortunes or interprets omens or a sorcerer. I'm going to share this, and then I'm going to give Miss Brittany some time to talk on this. Divination means the practice of seeking knowledge of the future or the unknown by supernatural means, fortune telling. And when I read this and I was studying this, I said, the Holy Spirit, he does have a sense of humor. And I said, oh, my Lord, I said, look at this. I said, this seemed like our modern-day so-called prophets. I said, everybody want to run to the prophet or prophetess for a word instead of seeking you and praying to ask you to know. The devil knows things too. But I said, this is just what is going on in the body of Christ. A lot of it is divination. People are running. Can you tell me what's going to happen? Can you tell me my future? Now, don't get me wrong. Prophets see, we foresee, and we will speak when the Holy Ghost releases us to speak. But what I'm saying is the devil, just like God operates in the Holy Spirit, there's a demonic spirit out there, too, that's operating in divination. And the problem is when people don't have spiritual discernment or don't know the word of God or have a relationship with him, they don't know the difference between what's the spirit of God and what's the spirit of the devil. And that's a very dangerous place to be put in. Would you like to speak on that, Ms. Brittany?
Oh, glory, hallelujah. First of all, can I say this? Can I just say this before I move forward? I just really appreciate the fire of God that is on your life. I appreciate the fire, and I appreciate the purity of the Holy Ghost that is on your life. And it is so prevalent when you speak. And you speak from a position of such authority. And it's because of the word of God that has been rooted on the inside of your heart. And I just want to say that I'm so here for this, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
I am so here for it, Ms. LaShonda. And we just give God the glory. And I just feel God's presence already. And, Lord, we just thank you. As you begin to discuss, literally Deuteronomy is what I have right here in front of me because, you know, anytime I've been called to speak on witchcraft another time before, and I always use the Deuteronomy 18 and 10 reference. And so we're right in the same vein because it's literally clear here in the text. But one thing I want to address, as you said, when it came to witchcraft as it is in the church, the difference between the Holy Ghost and a spirit of divination or a familiar spirit is that the Holy Ghost and the gift of prophecy is the revealing of Jesus Christ. Okay?
Yes.
So when a prophet speaks, it is to reveal Jesus Christ. Amen? And it's to point you at him. A real prophet is always going to point you at the feet of Jesus. It's always going to reveal the spirit of Christ. Amen? And so that is how one way you can determine what you are hearing and discern. Because true prophecy, as it is said in the book of Revelation, is always going to, Lord, I just thank you. It's always going to point you back to Jesus Christ. Anything that is not centered on Jesus, you better raise an eyebrow at it. I don't care who is speaking. I don't care who the prophet is. I don't care if they're not revealing the spirit of Christ.
Yes.
Then we're going to have to raise our discernment ears and our discernment antennas, okay? And people can say, oh, what's the difference between a prophet and someone who shuffles tarot cards and, someone who is a fortune teller. What's the difference? There's no difference. Well, there is a difference.
Yes.
Because first of all, God is only going to reveal what you need to know. All knowledge is not good knowledge. Amen? God is only going to reveal what you need to know. He's not going to tell you things that you don't need to know. And he's not going to tell you anything that's not going to reveal his glory. Amen? Because all glory belongs to God. And that is the reason why divination is so dangerous. Because knowledge is dangerous if you do not have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Most wicked men are extremely wise in knowledge. They have knowledge, but they don't have the mind of Christ. That's what makes them dangerous. Let's be honest, okay? You know, Bill Gates, and I'm just going to call a name, right? Bill Gates is a very wise man. He's full of knowledge. But because he doesn't have the mind of Christ, because he does not have the mind of Christ, some of his practices are extremely wicked. Amen?
Yes.
So just like Eve was tricked in the garden, let's just go back to the garden, right? The enemy always wants to tempt you into knowing something because man feels like they have to know everything because they feel like they have to be in control. But see, when you are in the Holy Ghost, you know, and rooted and grounded in God, you don't have to be controlled. It's the opposite. You give up all control. Amen?
Yes.
And we know witchcraft, just like you spoke with Jezebel, is a spirit of control. It wants to have the control. It wants to control the destiny. It wants to control the future.
Yes.
It wants to control everything instead of allowing faith to work in you. Amen? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the things unseen. So in order to operate in true faith, that means you don't know everything. And
Hallelujah.
So we have
Eve in the garden. The enemy tempted her to have something, to have more knowledge. But see, the thing is, she had all she needed because all she needed was God. All we needed to know was God. Why did we have to know the difference between good and evil when we already knew what was good?
Yes.
What was the point? God is good. Oh, he is good. What was it to know outside of that he was good? There's nothing else to know. And so when the enemy came to tempt her in her sight, in her vision, come, let me show you this. I want to show you some knowledge. Because guess what it did, Miss LaShonda? It took her eyes off how good God was.
Yes.
And began to focus on something else. And that is the nature of witchcraft. It is,
it is to get
you to focus off God. It is to get you to be un-Christ-centered and to focus on something else outside of God. I don't need to know anything, for he knows the way that I take. She was already in a perfect state. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
She was already in perfection. And so
anything
that will allow you to take your eyes off the goodness of God. She didn't have to know what evil was. For what? She knew who was good. For what?
Yes.
It's the oldest trick in the book. And that's what this new age doctrine is moving the culture in. It is not Christ-centered.
No, it's not.
It's not Christ-centered. It is self-centered. You are a god unto yourself. Witchcraft is manipulation. That means it's going to have 95% of the truth and 5% of lie. That means it's going to have 99.9% of the truth and 0.1% of a lie. And that is the thing about Satan. You know, people think they can outwit him. Leave dude alone. Stay in the Holy Ghost. Don't try to go back and forth with him, because he is a supernatural being. And this is not me giving him any glory, but this is knowing your opponent.
Yeah.
Stay in the Holy Ghost. People are dabbling in the spirit realm because they think they know something. I got some knowledge. I'm woke. But you're not woke. You are asleep. Because if you think you can tango with the enemy, you have another thing coming. You better go read the book of Jude. The angel of the Lord said, say the Lord, thy God rebuke you. That means I'm not even finna go there with you, buddy. I'm not finna sit up here and go back and forth with you. That's why Jesus said, when the enemy come, he have nothing in me. I'm not going back and forth with you. And that's why in the wilderness, when Satan came upon Jesus, Jesus just kept saying, giving him the word, for it is written. And then the last time he was like, just go and leave, okay? Because everybody thinks that they can tap dance with Satan, but he will consume you. It is by the grace of God we are not consumed. Know your opponent. Everybody thinks they're smart and everybody thinks they're woke and everybody thinks that they can go play and give place to the devil. But you cannot go give place with dude because he's going to destroy you. That's his job.
Yes, he is. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Know your opponent. Do not, God said that we should know Satan's devices. We should not be ignorant. And so this new move of witch, well, it's not really a new move, it's been here. This witchcraft have blinded so many people because it is a spirit of manipulation. It takes a truth and it mixes it with a certain percentage of a lie. And if you do not have discernment and don't know the word of God, which is Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah.
Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word. And that's why we have to make sure we are cultivating a relationship with the word, which is Jesus, so we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That was awesome. So awesome.
Hallelujah.
As I was studying the word yesterday, and I was praying about this, I wrote down some questions that sometimes I have women ask me. And I see it a lot of women doing this on Facebook. I'm talking about women that are supposed to be believers in Christ. See, you can't dabble in, like you said, witchcraft over here and then think you're going to walk in holiness and righteousness and purity over on the other side. It just don't work that way. But anyway, it's this question. Is astrology considered divination? And I got an answer for you. The involvement of forecasting of, this is what astrology is, of earthly and human events through the observation and interpretation of the fixed stars, the sun, the moon, and the planets. And I see that a lot. People reading their horoscopes, that's a type of astrology.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking, it tells you you're going to be this, or you're going to be this, or this is who you are. Versus what the word of God already should tell you who you are. And then why are you looking for the spirit of the enemy and the world to validate you as a believer and as a Christian when the word of God says you are fearfully and wonderfully made? When you get into the word of God, he tells you who you were, who he created you to be. But we just hunger, want more and more and more just to know things, knowledge. And I hear a lot of people say that word, what you said, I'm woke. You woke? No, you think you woke. The enemy has blinded your mind and have you thinking whatever you're talking about, you woke. But like you said, you're asleep. In Christ, you are asleep. You're blind to the things of the Holy Spirit. You're blind to the things of God. And you reject the truth. The only thing that can heal you, the only thing that can deliver you, you reject that. So, yes, you're not woke. You're asleep and you're blind. So if any of you all here are dabbling with this witchcraft on Facebook for them to tell you who you are and what your future is going to be, your horoscope, your astrology, talking about you woke, you are in witchcraft practice. You're in witchcraft practice. And the omen, when I had looked up the omen and the about the, I think I'm getting a little ahead of myself. No, I'm right on point. So the astrology, I want to open up the floor for any questions that anybody may have for me or Brittany. I'm going to put everybody online. If you have a question, you can ask your question. So I'm going to bring you on, and I may have to mute you back out because if everybody's on, the microphone is loud, and you have background noise that's going to come into the broadcast. So does anybody that's online, do anybody have a question? If nobody has a question or comment, I'm going to put you back on mute. Does anybody have a question
comment?
Please make your question. Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, this is Katie Henley, and I'm on here to support Brittany, which I'm giving glory to God, first of all. But thank you guys for this. If an evangelist or a preacher is, posting their horoscopes, they're putting their picture up on Facebook and saying, you know, I'm a Virgo or whatever, that is dabbling in witchcraft, right? Because they're not supposed to be in horoscopes at all, because they're supposed to be describing themselves as the Holy Spirit inside. But that is exactly describing itself as what the world sees them as.
You
see what I'm saying?
That's a horoscope. Yes, that's horoscope, and that's also. And I used to do that before I came into the knowledge of the Word of God, and I matured in Christ, and I began to see. I operate in deliverance, so I've also had to do deliverance and cast out spirits. So see, I didn't know that either. But the Bible says my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. But then if you read on down, he also talks about how they reject it. So whether they say they're an evangelist, it goes back to the beginning of I don't know if he was on here when I spoke at the very beginning, but it doesn't matter what title or office or whatever person walk in. The word of God stands for me. It stands for them. It stands for whoever. And when we hear the truth, It's up to us as an individual to accept that truth or reject it. But a lot of times people reject the truth, and when they reject the truth, the Bible says, the word of God says, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Many of times you're finding out now, because the, witchcraft is so prevalent in the quote-unquote church, that when real firm believers stand up, born-again believers stand up, real prophets, real men and women of God stand up and speak truth with boldness, we're just preaching, speaking from the word, you're going to be crucified, you're going to be exiled, they're going to reject you, and the Bible says that in the last days they will throw you out of their synagogues. Had it happened to me many of times. They're not going to want you around because everything the word of God says, not what LaShonda say, it goes against what they their agenda or what they want to do. And so, yes, that's true. It's a horoscope. It's your horoscope and it's astrology. And like I said in the beginning, the people that come on this line, hopefully and prayerfully, if you're dabbling in any of this, this is witchcraft, but it's up to you whether you accept it or reject it, because the only thing Brittany and LaShonda are doing today is we're coming from the word of God, and we're speaking what his word is speaking.
Okay, you just gave me confirmation.
Brittany, can you speak on that?
I'm going to let Ms. Henley say what she wanted to say. Go ahead, sweetie.
Yes, ma'am. She just gave me confirmation because I left my church because my preacher was asking me what my horoscope was. And I stopped going to church there, and I was wondering, like, God, is this right? You know, is this right? Am I, you know, but she just gave me confirmation because, you know, my preacher shouldn't be asking me what my horoscope is. I'm straight up a child of God, and that's why I told her, you know, I don't believe in that. I'm a child of God. So that was just confirmation for me that I shouldn't have been at that church. So there's a lot of different things going on in that church family. So, yeah, that's my confirmation. Yes, ma'am. That's all I need to say right there.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's if people really knew who the Holy Ghost was.
Amen.
When you have an encounter with the Holy Ghost, he's going to immediately tell you exactly who you are and who you are not.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's going to show you your heart. And if people would just put down the astrology and just ask the Lord to fill them with the Holy Ghost, he will bring the truth. He's the spirit of truth. And, you know, a lot of times people just really don't want to know who they really are. Let's just be honest, because when the Holy Ghost began to show you what's in your own heart, because, mind you, the heart is desperately wicked. No man can know it, but the Holy Ghost knows it. All right? And when he begins to show you your own heart, I'm telling you, you'll get somewhere and sit down. You'll get somewhere and sit down, and you'll repent when he shows you who you are. And, you know, everybody is looking and want to know what's my purpose and who I am. And these people are rightfully thirsting. They're rightfully thirsting after wanting to know who I am. Why am I this way? But if they came into the full knowledge of Jesus Christ, they will know. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will know who you are. You won't need to. You will no longer need to seek astrology and seek signs and things like that, because the Holy Ghost is going to come in and he's going to show you exactly who you are, and he's going to show you who God wants you to be, and he's going to and equip you with the dunamis, which is power, to become Christ-like, to become. He's here to equip you, to give you power over your flesh, and to equip you to become transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes, Lord.
And so, you know, like I said, these people are thirsty. They're searching. They're searching and they're seeking. And a lot of people don't know that it's wrong. They don't know, but they just have a longing. I just need to know my purpose. I just need to know who I am. And that's the reason why people fall and they go to psychics. And that's the reason why they're laid up at night and on TikTok in the
in the broadcast of the tarot card readers and those who are operating with crystals and New Age practices, because they have a genuine hunger. It's just pointed in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
They have a generate. It's a very legitimate hunger in the first, but it's pointed in the wrong direction. You need to point that thirst in the direction for the person for whom created you. You were created in the image of God.
Yes.
And so only God can reveal who you are and what you're to do in this earth. And everybody wants to know, why am I here? Why did God place me here? Lord, why am I here? And they begin to search and seek. And you got, because the people in New Ways, they're on their post. They're on their post. They're on their post. They're having their meetings. They're having their Facebook lives, and they're reading people's omens and palms. They're on their post. The body of Christ just needs to get on there. Let's be 1,000. We need to be able to go in the dark places. We need to be able to go in these industries, in the secular industry. Oh, well, why is she doing that? People want to say, why did Tasha Cobbs make a song with Nicki Minaj? Well, God called her there.
Come on.
And if the spirit of religion would sit down and allow God's people to go in the darkness, how is light going to come to the darkness if you don't take it there?
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
How is these people going to ever see if you ain't willing to go to the bar? If you ain't willing to go to how are they ever going to know? God have agents of light in every mountain of influence. He has placed people. He got people in the Senate. He's got people everywhere. Because one thing about God, his glory will be revealed. And so these people, they are hungry and they are searching.
Yes.
And if you're not willing to go be the light in the darkness, then what are you doing? You know, I heard a wise prophet say, aren't y'all tired of prophesying to each other all the time? It's the same people getting the same words all the time. They have not moved on them. They have not activated the word of God. They have stored up prophecies. They have not moved on them, because everybody wants to get goosebumps and tingly feelings, and everybody wants to get a word. But y'all just don't know. The word of the Lord is tried. Read Psalms 18. So every word you get, guess what? The devil is coming to try you on it.
Yes, he is.
Why everybody is so thirsty for a word? Don't you know you get ready to be tried?
Yes, Lord.
Have you read when the parable of the seed and how some word is sown on good ground, but the enemy come to take it and pluck it up? The word of the Lord is tried. So the more words you are stacking because you're so anxious and want to get a prophecy line, guess what, honey? That word is getting ready to be tried in your life.
Come on.
Amen. And those are the facts. Amen. And you can go to the scripture if you think I'm joking. Okay.
All right.
Those are the facts. And we need to be in a position where we're done prophesying to one another. Amen.
Yeah.
And we can go out here and do what we're supposed to be doing, which is to be the light in the darkness. Because these people are searching. And guess what? They might roll up on you.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? In the midst of them searching. You know what I'm saying? They need to fall into the hands of those who will introduce them into the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Man.
Yes.
Man.
Amen.
That was awesome. Awesome.
Amen.
And you know, that takes me back to, I was talking to someone the other day, and I'm going to have to put people on mute because it's getting kind of starting to, I guess I had some more people to come on, so I'm going to have to put everybody on mute. Okay, but I was saying, I had someone, we were talking about that very same thing. I said, let me tell you something. What if I'm an evangelist. I've been walking the office of an evangelist, as a prophet, teacher. I said, but what if the Holy Spirit put on my heart, it's this prostitute, they call her Candy, her real name Lisa. And he said, you know, I've been dealing with Lisa Hall. I want to save Lisa, but Lisa won't come to a building because the people in the, she tries that, and the people in the building, they turn away. They preached on her. So I want to send you to Lisa, because when I send you, I'm going to already be done preparing her heart So everybody knows Lisa Candy as a prostitute. She works down here at Chocolate Magic, and the Holy Spirit says, and I want you to take this book down there and invite her, Lisa. She's going to come out this door at this time. Sit in the parking lot. Oh, hallelujah. And when Lisa comes out, I want you to go up to her. And I go up to Lisa, and I take her this book. I introduce myself to her. I give Lisa a hug, tell her God, I love her. And I say, well, Lisa, can you meet me at such and such restaurant at a certain time, and I want to buy you lunch. Now, people walk by me and see me sitting there with Lisa, but Candy is what they know her by, and she worked down at Chocolate Magic as a stripper. Mm-hmm. And I know that I see LaShonda, Evangelist Williams down there, sitting at the table, talking and laughing and eating lunch with Candy. And she say she an evangelist, not knowing the Holy Spirit done set this thing up. Because see what's going to happen is Candy going to receive God. Candy's going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Candy's going to come up in there, outrun everybody sitting up in there traditionally. Candy going to be real. Candy going to tell her real testimony how she got the name Candy and how God delivered her. And they're going to be sitting there looking crazy. But what I'm saying is this, I'm glad you said that. Because if the people that's lost in the world, you got folk in the quote church that's lost, if they can't come to us, which is supposed to be the body of Christ, for help, for healing and deliverance, where they gonna go?
Come on.
Where are they gonna go? And the Bible says to go out and compel them. We sit up between the four walls. I'm tired of it. I'm glad you said that. I get tired of getting up. I be like, some mornings I ain't even going. What I'm going for, sitting up there. Most of the time, the pastors ain't saying nothing. Ain't no Spirit of God flowing. Ain't no Spirit of God moving. It's just a ritual and a routine, traditional, and it's dead. And I told my husband, I said, you know what? I'm going where the Holy Spirit lead me to go, when he lead me to go, wherever. I said, because, you know, I die sitting up in the building in the four walls. And ain't nobody finna kill me. Hey, I ain't gonna die. But
look, I hear you.
But that was so good.
I hear you, yes.
So good. We sitting up in there prophesying to one another, up in there spitting and swallowing and hollering, the same thing all the time, and half the folks in the building lost. Ain't praying for nobody, ain't reaching nobody, and it's really sad. But witchcraft is very prevalent. Like the young lady said, she said, my pastor asked me my horoscope. And see, my heart goes out to the babes. The babes in Christ, you want to give me a righteous anger? It just really burns me up. Because the babes in Christ, they come in, like you said, they hungering and thirsty. I want to know God. I want to grow in God. They want to. They're hungry and thirsty. And then here comes some witch or some wolf come lure them over there, teaching them this new age stuff. You know what I'm saying? Teaching them things that has nothing to do with God. And then, they, like you said, they just want to know, I want to know my purpose. Why was I born? What am I here for? I'm ready to do a work for God. And then they proffer lies to them, telling them what they want them to do for their advantage. And we fail to realize, and this is the danger in it, death and life lies in the power of the tongue. People don't understand that. The Bible also tells us to lay hands on no man suddenly, meaning ordaining people to certain offices or whatever, you know, or whatever like that. But we got to be careful because of transference of spirit. And when babes come into the body of Christ, they don't know what we're teaching today. They don't know the Spirit of God, of the Holy Ghost. Yes, we know, yes, it points to Jesus, but all they want, they hungering and thirsting. I just want more of God. So whoever they meet, whatever they tell them, they really take that to heart. And it'll just one word spoken into that person's life can start altering their life. And they'll start walking in ways and things that was not, or that God didn't ordain for their life. But they're conforming it to what a man or a woman spoke into their lives. That was so good. I'm glad you said that.
Amen.
The next thing, it comes up to the next thing I want to talk about. I don't have the scripture in front of me, but I just wrote down some little notes I want to pull out. And I want to talk about in verse 11. It talks about cast spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. We fail to really, and I'm seeing a lot of that now on Facebook. Everybody consulting the dead, everybody praying and happy birthday for the dead. Once we leave here, people listen to me, please. Once our spirit leave our body, I know my mom's been gone for about 12, 13 years, and I miss her every day. I promise you, I miss her. I loved my mom. But we have to be careful because that is not your dead relative coming to visit you. That's a familiar spirit. And when you open, when you accept that and open yourself up to that, then that can change the course. That opens you up for things to come into your life. We need to quit consulting the dead and quit having some heavenly birthday parties and all of that. That's witchcraft. I'm here to tell you. I don't care who do it and who don't do it. But I'm telling you, that's not of God, and it opens you up to spirit. That person does not have a birthday. Once our spirit leave our body, we get no older, wherever we go to heaven or we go to hell. And they are not up there looking down on us, because when we get up to heaven, if they look down on us, once they get in their place, believe me, there is no sadness and sorrow in hell, in heaven. There is not. There's torment in hell, but everybody don't go to heaven. And that's, yeah, I'm going to make that plain and clear too. But I see it all the time. I said, Lord, what is up with all of this infatuation with the dead? Having birthday parties at the graveyard? Really? I mean, I've never seen this infatuation with dead people. That's not, they're not in there. That's dust. That's bones and dust. And but they're doing this. I gotta address it. I gotta address it. You know, people ask me, you know, when my mom died and they wanted to, they was like, well, you never, you know, put your mom's birthday up, or you never say anything about it. I mean, why? She doesn't have a birthday anymore. She's gone from here. She's no longer here. And I said, and plus, you have to understand, from somebody who deal with demons and who do deal with people with witchcraft, I'm not opening that door. I have enough stuff going on in my life. I'm not finna open another door celebrating the dead. But this is in the scripture. Consult the dead. Like was it Samuel? Call up that spirit, that witch, called up that dead, called up that spirit. We gotta be careful. We don't want to offend nobody. Well, I don't care about you being offended. If it's the word and it's the truth and it can save your life, you're not going to be able to stand before the Holy Father on Judgment Day and say you didn't know, because he's going to say you're a lie. LaShonda told you. My servant told you. You just rejected it and you got mad at her, but she was speaking my word, because warning come before destruction. I wish we would all see it that way, that God loves us so much that he would give us a warning, or he would let us know, stop doing that because you're hurting yourself. Stop doing that. And a spiritist. I've even heard people say, I'm a spiritist. But when you don't know, it was a young lady, I mentor young girls, and I'm just going to say it, Ayana Buzzet, whatever. She said, well, I watch her, and she had people crying.
Oh, no.
I said, baby, let me tell you something. She said out of her own mouth that she was a spiritist. I said, do you know what a spiritist is first? She said, no, ma'am. I said, a spiritist is a witch. And I gave her the scripture to go see it. I said, baby, they crying and all this. She's consulting the dead. She's letting them talk to dead relatives. She's a witch. She operates in divination. I said, and that's witchcraft. And I said, and that's an abomination to God. I said, so you better stop watching that and putting that in your spirit. She can give you all the tissues she want to give you and cry all the tears you want to cry. That's not the spirit of God. You don't bring up a dead relative. You don't consult the dead. And then when you call yourself a spiritist, but people don't know what that is. That's why the Bible says my people are what? Destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And then when you try to give it to them, he go on down and say, they reject it. This is a spiritist you was listening to or you are watching on TV. That's a witch. A cute little word for a witch. I just done got to going.
And I know it. Listen, you are right. You are telling
the truth.
Yeah.
Because when people don't know, they think, you know, well, and I remember going to a service one time, And the people was up in there, and I told my husband, I said, man, I said, did you feel that? I said, it's a demonic spirit all up in here. The folks, this place that where they were at, it used to be a club, but they was having some type of service, church service or something, and you could feel it. It just went, like, real cold and dark. It's just like they turned the lights off to do some praise dance or something. And I said, did you feel that? And we looked around, people slithering on the floor like snakes. People rolling
wow.
up the wall, going up the wall. Ooh, I got chills on me. This shit, hold on my fire. Up the wall like snakes. And folks really think they praising the Lord up in there. I stood up. I looked. I said, the devil is alive. The woman, she looked at right at me. I didn't care. I wasn't talking to her. I was talking to that spirit in her. Had them folks slithering like, I said, I bind every spirit. I was not playing. And I got my stuff. And me and my husband, we got up out of there. But it was the money.
Yeah.
But they said we had a good time in the Lord. And the Holy Spirit told me, he
Lord
said, this is what happened. Hallelujah. This is what happens when we as leaders don't stand up and speak the truth. Because I'm telling you, Apostle Paul, they didn't play with witchcraft. They didn't play with witches. Paul turned around and told that woman, she kept saying, these are the men that bring you salvation. They're the men. And she was saying some truth. He turned around and he rebuked that spirit in that woman. Come out of her.
Yeah.
And that's
it
the way
to
we got
too.
To be. I ain't got time. I don't care what your flesh look like. You got a demonic spirit. Come out in the name of Jesus. I'm not playing with you. I'm not playing with you, especially when it's over people in a setting, in the body, in a meeting. Anytime I do a conference or anything, now witches, if I know you up in here, before I go further in that service, I'm binding. Get up out of here. Get up out of here. If you didn't
That's
come
right.
up in here to get delivered, you got to go because I'm responsible for every person under the sound of my voice. Get out of here. But the leaders let the wolves come on in, the witches come on in, talking about we praying for them. Now, that ain't what Paul said, dude. You have to cast out demons. You have to confront the sin. Them apostles didn't play with sin. Now you just got a building full of folks, full of spirits unlike God, from the front pulpit all the way back to the back door to all over. And now the people just lost. But the devil is a lie. God is raising up a remnant. I'm so
Amen.
Sorry I got to go in and go on.
No, this is your show, and I'm enjoying it because it's absolutely the truth. Keep going.
But it is. But I want to touch on one more thing, and then I'm going to turn it over to you and let you take us on now. I want to touch on something the Holy Spirit put on my heart that women are doing a lot of, and that's sex magic. Sex magic is witchcraft. Women don't understand, and people don't understand, sex is spiritual. We talk about sex. We'll go slide on over it, but we need to deal with the aspect of the spiritual side of sex. A woman, and I'm going to say it boldly, and I say it to my women in my group. When I'm teaching, I got to tell you like it is. The power of the vajayjay can mess us up. We will use that vajayjay, the power of it, because it's a man's weakness, and it is witchcraft. And it I'm just being honest with it. I'm being honest.
Straight
I'm
up.
Gonna, I'm going to say
yep.
this. Yes, it is. It really is. And when he gave me witchcraft through sex magic. And I'm going to go here. Maybe some of y'all didn't know. And then I'm going to open it up for y'all to have questions. We don't realize that sex magic, see, everything God does, the devil mimics it. God gave sex for a husband and wife to enjoy one another, to procreate, to produce babies, make children. And we also get to enjoy it. Hallelujah. When you're under covenant. And
Amen.
The devil has taken it and he has perverted it. So we're out there fornicating. I said we because I wasn't always saved. I fornicated. Thank you, Jesus,
Amen.
For delivering. But we don't. Amen. Nobody taught us the depth of soul ties. Nobody taught us the depths of it. But I want to say this one thing. I'm gonna turn it over to Brittany. Sex magic is something I want to talk on. Some of you may say, "What is sex magic, LaShonda?" These witches know what it is to get what they want. Have y'all ever heard the term manifestation, manifest? I hear that all the time now on Facebook. I hear people say, girl, I'm going to manifest. I showed a video a while back in my group to the women. This one woman got on there and boldly said, this is how I got my husband. I manifested. See, sex magic is how to build, and this is a topic I saw in a that I did a study on, and I saw it online. How to build witch in the bedroom. Sex magic also relies on orgasm and sexual arousal, along with a desire to feel the spells that are being cast. In this video, this lady said, I desired the type of husband I wanted, so she masturbated. And see, y'all don't understand when people say masturbation. Well, show it to me in the Bible. Show it as this. People always say, but let me tell you from experience, you open yourself up to spirit spouses, all type of sex demons. Believe that. You open yourself up big time to it. That's why we shouldn't even, and even having sex with out of covenant, out of marriage. And it says that all you have to do is desire something. So this lady said, I desired a certain type of man, so I manifested. I know y'all think this is a new age teaching. So I manifest it. So that means I think of what I want, and I masturbate, and when I climax and it goes into the atmosphere, whatever I desire, I get it. And believe me, the devil will make sure you get it. That's how he gets you hooked on.
He's gonna make sure of it. Yep.
He makes sure you get it because it works. How to cast spells without orgasm. Since time immemorial, witches have been harnessing their sexual energy to do magic. Ladies, be careful when you talk about energy. Yes, we do all have energy, but what capacity are you using this energy word in? It says witches. So if any of you all on this line under the sound of my voice been using sex magic to think in your mind what you want and desire, and you have sex with someone or masturbate to get that desire thing you want, that's sex magic, and that is demonic. And you are opening yourself up to a demonic spirit. Sex magic is simple. Name the desire, feel the pleasure, and do so. That's what the three things they teach these women in sex magic. Manifest means to display or show a quality or feeling by one's act or appearance. What does spiritual manifestation mean? You bring your dreams and desires by regularly meditating and thinking positively. That's why we got to be careful even with the word meditating. The Bible tells us to meditate on the word day and night. But people teaching you in the world, New Age, meditate on what you want, your desires, your wants. And that's opening your spirit up to a spirit of a demonic spirit. And meditation is mentioned over 40 times in the scriptures. Joshua 1:8 says, meditate on the word day and night, thinking deeply and focusing our minds on the word of God, not on trying to manifest and meditate on what we want to bring it to pass. The world's meditation is empty. The mind is emptying of the mind and the relaxing the body. Then this one last thing, tantric sex. A lot of people are talking about tantric sex. That's a slow meditative form of sex where the end goal is not orgasm, but enjoying the sexual journey and sensations of the body to achieve spiritual energetic contact during a sexual experience. And guess what? That sexual experience is a demon, a demonic spirit, an entity comes into your body. I wanted to share that. Does anybody have a question or comment before I bring Ms. Brittany on? I want to hear what Ms. Brittany has to say about this, and I'm gonna even let Miss Brittany tell us before she gets off what type of witchcraft she may have experienced or been involved in. We still have a little while on the show, so I've muted everybody. Does anybody have a question?
I don't necessarily have a question, but I did have something I wanted to. I had a comment, if I'm allowed.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Versi Estes, and I came in a little late, and I was hearing Minister Brittany talking about the thirst and the hunger, the reason why people are gravitating to these different kind of demonic platforms. And I just wanted to comment on that, if I might.
Yes, ma'am.
So anyway, when she was talking about it and the reason why, how hungry people are and, you know, just what they're looking for,
first of all, they are thirsty. They are hungry. And the reason they're gravitating is because the reason they can find these things is because they are so prevalent and so available to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have made themselves available to them. God compels us. He said, go ye into all the world, and he said, into the highways and to the byways. And he said, compel them to come unto me.
That's what he said.
And,
mm-hmm.
and so, but as the church, we have dropped the ball.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, as she was saying, we have dropped the ball because God said, you know, God told us over in the book of Corinthians, he said, let's not be ignorant of Satan's devices. Now, he doesn't care about us having all kind of programs. He doesn't care about the women in white. He banks on the ignorance. He banks on the fact that tradition is going to overtake the church because that's how he gained his momentum in society, because the church wasn't being what they needed to be. They was being, instead of sinning and they're being perfected by the gift that God had sent, being built up and being mature so they can go out into the world, they got caught up in tradition. And he said because they hold to the tradition, they make the word of God of none effect. So the reason why it's so prevalent is because they're doing what the church should be doing. He said the children of this world is wiser than the children of light. That's what the Bible says. And
mm-hmm.
so they have made themselves available on all fronts, and because of the thirst and the hunger. And the church wasn't available as readily available as the enemy was. Amen. And so that's
Amen.
The reason why you can turn on anything or go anywhere, and you see, even when you I do a lot of I do retail, so I buy different things off wholesale sites, and every time I look up, you see the jewelry with the one eye on it, and it's become
uh-huh.
literally everywhere. And so
mm-hmm.
our job as the church, just echoing on what Brittany said, is to be the light. But don't nobody want to go. When we say go into all the world, we automatically think that's talking about the church and compelling them to go. No, he's not talking about a building. He's literally talking about the seven mountains of influence. And so many people have cowered down because they go to these jobs, they get a little resistance, and then all of a sudden they want to blame it on the enemy and they quit. No, when you were sent there to be the light in the midst of the darkness.
That's right.
Glory, hallelujah.
And so, no, but that's just the truth. And because he have banked on the ignorance of the church, that's how he have gained momentum. That's how he have came in and can bring all these different schools of thoughts and bring the witchcraft, the manipulation, the necromancy, and bring all these different tools and devices so he can rule the people. Because the church been sent back having their programs and having their conferences and having all these different things that weren't carrying no weight in the spirit, that weren't carrying no power. There was no resistance from the enemy because he didn't care nothing. He don't care about you having church. He don't care about you having
a
program. But what
he do care
about is you manifesting for the – he do care about you knowing who you are in the power of Jesus Christ, because he know that's who defeated him. That's who he care about. As long as Jesus Christ don't get no getting on ground, because he know that's who defeated him. He know that's what the blood and the cross defeated him. So he doesn't care about that, but he do care about you knowing who you are. He don't care about the programs. He don't care about any. He don't care about your church flow, but he cares about you knowing who you are and knowing your identity, because he know that's the only that's the only name. That's where the power is at, and he know that's what's going to put him to flight. So because of our ignorance and because of us not growing and ascending like we should, he has gained this momentum in society, and it is demonic, it is wicked, and now it's still going to take the power of God to put it to flight. And so that's what I just wanted to add, that God sent the gifts in to perfect the saints. He sent them in to mature us and to send us out. Not like she said, to keep standing, getting prophecy. Then you get the word over and over again. You don't do anything to activate it. You don't put no prayer on it. You don't do anything, because that's what we have been conditioned to. That's what we have been conditioned to do.
I'm sorry, my show is about to end. It's about
I'm
to
sorry,
start.
I'm sorry.
Brittany, if it cut us off, I thank you so much for coming on and share with us. We will definitely be getting Brittany back to come and share with us again. I appreciate each and every last one of you all for coming on. And that would conclude the end of our show. If you all have any questions or comments, you can email me at LaShonda, LaShanda Williams, 907 at gmail.com. Thank you all.
Thank you.